774 ABC Melbourne.
Live from Sorrento, Drive with Ali Moore.
Well, we'll get to the books in just a tick, but first the Nepean by-election, 2nd of May. What is this electorate all about and what matters to locals? And I would love to hear from you about what will sway your vote, 1300 222 774. To help set the scene and to give us an idea of what people do want, what they need, what they hope to get from this by-election. Josh Sinclair is the Chief Executive of the Committee for Frankston and Mornington Peninsula. Josh, hello and welcome.
Thank you, Ali. Thank you for being in Sorrento.
And thank you for putting on such a lovely day. Now, who do you represent?
So we represent leading organisations from across Frankston and the Mornington Peninsula, so government entities as well. That includes the Water Authority, the Port of Hastings, Peninsula Health, and then some big employers down here, BlueScope Steel, Ritchie's IGA. And we go to government with a non-partisan message about why they should invest more and create better policies for our region. It's modelled very similar to a bunch of other committees across the country. And we think that model's working well, and we've had some success, but there's still a lot more to do.
Is Nepean sort of a microcosm? I mean, could you look at Nepean and look at any other seat and say same issues?
It's very unique down here. Where we are right now at the Continental Hotel, you can see Queenscliff and the Bellarine Peninsula, and I think during the lockdowns in particular, this part of the world thought it was very much like regional Victoria. But businesses down here and residents operate in metropolitan settings, so they pay metropolitan taxes, but we're not getting metropolitan services or infrastructure in return.
Because this is the weird thing, isn't it? Like, if I drive to Geelong, it actually takes me less time than it takes me to drive to the peninsula, and yet Geelong is regional. You're counted as metro.
We are, and a lot of people found that out first during the lockdowns, but it's been that way for some time under the planning legislation in Victoria. But what is different here to the rest of Melbourne is obviously that there are pockets of social disadvantage that not many people from the city would really pay much attention to. You know, Sorrento is a place where a lot of tourists come, and they come through Rye down the Mornington Peninsula Freeway. And there are a lot of issues during the week when all the tourists head home for the weekend that we have to put up with. And it's lack of investment in infrastructure and basic services that we're not seeing even in the rest of metropolitan Melbourne. So this part of Melbourne has the highest homelessness rate in the entire metropolitan map of Melbourne, and it's not something that I think decision makers probably associate with this area as much. It's a very diverse and unique part of the world.
Interesting you bring up homelessness, because I think a lot of people think Mornington Peninsula, they hear Sorrento, they hear Portsea, they hear Flinders, and they think rich.
They do, and that's been a problem for a long time. They often think Spring Street or Canberra, that this is all about where people come for a holiday. And in fact, you know, particularly after COVID, a lot of people are living here more permanently. But it means that because we are isolated, Frankston is our closest city. But I heard you before, Pauline Hanson, mentioning Rosebud Hospital. Something as basic as a metropolitan standard hospital is not what we have in Rosebud. The best hospital we have is in Frankston, but right now that's more than an hour away, particularly with the works on Peninsula Link at the moment. And that's not good enough for this community, particularly over summer when there's hundreds of thousands of extra people living here.
Do you think, and I mean, I note pretty much every candidate is focusing on Rosebud Hospital, and that is one of the core issues. There's, a definite community feeling that that needs a significant upgrade and has needed a significant upgrade for a long time. The government's not running a candidate in this election. So are you actually going to be able to get any traction on that issue?
The government last year committed $4 million, I believe, towards some patient flow upgrades, which is, not very meaningful in the grand scheme of things. I think they've indicated that they're not interested at the moment in providing a rebuild. We met with Jess Wilson yesterday. She's been coming down a lot, obviously, during the by-election, and she's committed that if the coalition form government, they will completely rebuild the hospital. And all we can do as an advocacy body is try and influence what it is the candidates are saying and what the opposition is saying. But I think, as you've heard from the candidates, Rosebud Hospital is one of the major issues on the Southern Peninsula, because after the redevelopment of Frankston Hospital, that's supposed to service our region in the southeast, which it will. But this part of the southeast, it just feels completely disconnected to the rest of Melbourne. So we want to see a hospital here that's metropolitan worthy for the residents and tourists that come and visit.
You're listening to Drive. We're coming to you live from Sorrento. We're talking right now about this electorate ahead of the Nepean by-election. You're listening to Josh Sinclair, who's with the Committee for Frankston and Mornington Peninsula. Josh, before I get to what else you want, How are you seeing this election? It seems to be, I mean, many would argue it's the first time you've seen the Liberals and One Nation go head-to-head since One Nation has had that real surge in the polls. Do you see it as a litmus test for both?
Potentially. I think we're going to see probably more of a three-way race. We've got a community independent running as well who has had a campaign for a little while. Not having the government stand is very disappointing. Obviously, they'll have someone stand in November. I think the community is a little bit frustrated that they've had to go to a by-election anyway. I think they expect their members of parliament to finish their term, to be quite honest.
Will that hurt the Liberals?
Well, with no government candidate, you know, if people are looking for an alternative to either their previous sitting member or the government, you know, there's a lot of options out there now. There's independents, there's minor parties. It will be a good test, I guess, politically for One Nation to see if that polling turns into people actually voting in the ballot booth. But whoever wins, my message to the candidate is that they'll be campaigning from day one because they've got an election in November, obviously, to try and fight for as well. So we're going to be in campaign mode all the way right up until November 28th.
It's exhausting.
Extremely.
So what else are you looking for? Hospital is one thing.
Yeah, hospital is one of the key features, particularly in the Southern Peninsula. I think our members, particularly the businesses down here, as I mentioned, are operating in that metropolitan taxation framework. Last time I was on this program, I spoke about the committee's benchmarking report where we compared ourselves against Greater Geelong, who we can see over there right now, and the rules are just completely different. So we're doing a lot.
You actually look across the water and think
you might see. Well, if only there's a tangible example right now where you look at the Queenscliff Ferry Terminal and the Sorrento Ferry Terminal. And the Sorrento Ferry Terminal is a $25 million plus personal investment from the company. And $10 million was delivered to the one in Queenscliff from the state government and federal government. So we're seeing tangible examples now of the differences. But it is also that framework businesses are operating in. So we want to see recognition from either the opposition or minor parties or the government that there are unique business circumstances down here. Getting workforce is very difficult. This hotel actually brought an aged care facility down the road a few years ago to house some of their hospitality staff because getting people who are working in hospitality who are living anywhere near here is extremely difficult because rentals and houses are not that affordable down here. Obviously public transport is, I'd say Nepean has to be, particularly within metropolitan Melbourne, the worst service public transport electorate in all of metropolitan Melbourne, if not Victoria, to be quite frank with you. It would be up there with some of the more rural parts of Victoria. 82% of the Shire has no public transport. The buses, I saw one before come down, and I think we might see that again in a couple hours. That's about it. So improving the hospital, public transport, the taxation rules that apply to businesses, and also, just to reiterate, getting our fair share from the state government in particular, about getting that more diverse capital investment that we're seeing across the bay.
You did say you're disappointed that the government's not standing. Does it make sense to you that they're not ahead of, I suppose, the full election?
From a political party point of view, I obviously understand why they think they wouldn't bother. They've got an election to fight in November. But for the people that live here and are voting here, particularly Labor voters, they're going to want to vote for their Labor candidate that they would expect to see on the ballot paper, and they won't have one. They'll have to vote for another party for the first time. So maybe that's a good thing. We'll see. I think it is disappointing, though, there's no government candidate, because yesterday we had a great opportunity with the opposition leader. We'd love to see a senior minister come down and talk to our members as well. So fingers crossed.
Good luck, Josh Sinclair. Good to talk to you. Thank you. Josh Sinclair is the Chief Executive of the Committee for Frankston and Mornington Peninsula. We are coming to you live from Sorrento. We're out the front of the Continental Hotel. We're talking about the Sorrento Writers Festival. We're also talking about the Nepean by-election. And I'd love to see you, and I'd love to hear what is important to you. And I'd also love to hear your stories about writers' festivals as well. A little